Welcome to the Casey Kowar Show, a celebration of words. I'm delighted to have as my guest today for the first time, Tawny O'Dell, and we'll be discussing Sister Mine, published by Shea Earhart Books. And first of all, Tawny, thanks so much for taking time out of a busy book tour to talk with us today.
Well, that's my pleasure.
Sister Mine is a wonderful read, and as I read it, the book affected me on a lot of different levels, and probably because I grew up in eastern Ohio, which is kind of close to western Pennsylvania. I grew up in a clay mining area, and you grew up in western Pennsylvania, and Sister Mine takes place in a coal mining area. So if you would, tell us a little bit about as you began your career as a writer, why you chose the area you chose to write about to tell your stories.
Well, I grew up in a coal mining town, and I left it when I turned 18. I wanted to get out of that town and that culture, and I went off to the big city, Chicago, and went to school there. And I stayed away except to visit family. I didn't come back to live in Pennsylvania for many years. And I avoided writing about it. I actually wrote 5 novels before I wrote Back Roads that were all rejected many times. And it turned out that what was lacking in my writing was that I wasn't writing about my roots. I was not writing about back home and the people that I grew up with and I knew so well. And once I decided to finally set a novel back home and write about coal towns and what it's like to be part of the mining culture, and that was when I found that magic that was lacking in my books.
Mm-hmm. And your first novel was Back Roads. Your second novel was Coal Run. And now with this novel, Sister Mine, you've created a protagonist, Shay Lynn, and she is just a wonderful character. And one of the things that surprised me when I was reading the material wasn't so much that you wrote from, in this book for the first time, that you wrote from a woman's point of view, but that she was not in the first draft of the novel.
Right, that's correct. She was not. I've had a lot of success writing in the male first person. Both my first two novels were both male first person, and I'm very comfortable writing those characters. I don't know why that is. But when I started my third novel, it was going to be about the 5 miners who make up the backstory of Sister Mine. There are 5 miners who were trapped in a mining accident, and they were rescued, and they sort of became media darlings for a while. And the book is taking place several years after this, and it's about how they're dealing with going back to a regular life. And I didn't have Shaylin in it at all. It was actually my agent, who I sent the first 150 pages of the original draft to, and she said it was good, the writing was good, but there was something missing. And I went back and I read it more carefully, and I realized that what was missing was the main character and the plot. And aside from that, it was pretty good. So, but main characters and plots are very important.
Yeah.
And Shaylin was a character who'd sort of been hanging out in my head, but I didn't know her well enough. I didn't think she should be in the book. I thought she was going to be in another book, and it turned out that, no, she was supposed to be in Sister Mine. Mm-hmm. And once I let her into the story, then it all came to pass, and everything fell in place. So, but no, she was not in the original draft.
That's interesting, because Shay Lynn Penrose, she's a single mom, she's an ex-cop, she owns the local cab company, and we're not going to give away any of the plot twists or developments. Longtime listeners know we don't do that. But I will tell you that she is she's a character, and at first blush, I had a tendency as a reader to not take her as seriously as I needed to take her as the story progressed, because behind this tough facade is a very intelligent woman who knows how to handle herself and knows how to get the job done when it comes time to take care of what turn out to be some difficult situations.
Yes, she grew up in this coal mining town in a very male-dominated area, and her father was a coal miner, and he was physically abusive, not a good father to her and her younger sister. And so she's very tough. She grew up in a man's world, and she wanted to be part of that world, and she wanted to be able to survive in it, and that even part, as an adult, that's part of the reason why she went into law enforcement. Yet she's very, very feminine. She's very good-hearted and tender, and she wants to take care of everybody. And I think a lot of her flippancy, she has a very sharp tongue and tends to be very sarcastic, and I think a lot of that is sort of like a wall, a shield, so to keep people out of her, away from the real tender part of her inside, because she tries to deny that, I think. But it comes through, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And part of it is dealing with a sister who has been absent from her life for many years, and some of the writing is just so beautiful. I wrote this paragraph down because it particularly grabbed me. You wrote, "I chose to take care of her, and I never regretted my decision, even though I've ended up paying a price for it. But how could I have known that by taking care of someone so early in my life, I was going to make it impossible to ever let anyone take care of me?" And that really resonated with me, because I think that's what happens to a lot of particular young women in towns like this, is they grow up so quickly that it changes them forever.
Yes, and that's very true with Shaylin. Her mother died shortly after giving birth to her sister Shannon, and Shaylin was only six. And she basically raised Shannon as well as took care of her father, and then she was a teenage mother herself, so her whole life has been taking care of people. And yes, that destroys your own childhood. She never got a chance to be a kid, to have fun. She's always had to be extremely responsible, and when Shannon disappears and doesn't come back for many, many years, that really breaks Shaylin's heart, because she cared so much for this sister, and she just disappears one day. And of course, the book takes place when Shannon reappears. So, but I won't talk any more about the plot.
Right.
Don't give away anything.
Yeah, the miners. One of the things that I like is that you talk to the miners, particularly EJ. And growing up in a mining community like I did, when jobs get scarce and get tight, The people that go into the coal mines, they take a great pride in what they do. And while people around the rest of the country might say, well, what a terrible job that is, the people that do it take a tremendous pride in it. And when you strip those jobs away from them, it really does change the tenor of the town and takes away something from these men that they took great pride in and derived a lot of their self-esteem from.
Definitely, and I've witnessed that firsthand from the town I grew up in. I've come back. I now live in small town Pennsylvania again, in an area where, again, there was a lot of coal mining, but there's not anymore. And yeah, it was a really tough job. Not a job that a lot of people can do or would want to do, and they did have a lot of pride in that job. And when it was gone, they're sort of almost like, they're lost, is the way I sometimes feel when I'm in these towns and you see these men. They're more willing than anybody else to work a hard day's job. It's not about being, they'll do these jobs that are extremely difficult and extremely dangerous, but the jobs aren't there anymore. And I wrote in Coal Run, there's a passage where I call it a poverty of spirit, because they can still find some jobs. They can eke out livings. People, it's not like a poverty that you see in Africa, where you're not seeing people starving to death. Everybody has shoes on their feet, and they have their SUVs, and they have their TV. But people, they don't have a purpose, and that's, I think, been the real tragedy in our blue-collar communities.
Yes, I agree. I mean, you could say the same thing about Detroit and Youngstown and
right.
A lot of the industry jobs that have left, that's affected them all very radically. And in Sister Mine, published by Shea Earhart Books, one of the things I really like about your writing, Tani, was sometimes I'll read a novel and the characters really grab me, as they did in Sister Mine. But I think you write, some of the scenes in Sister Mine are extremely well written and extremely powerful. And it was a book I really liked stylistically, the way you structured it with the scenes that you write.
Well, the way I write is a character comes to me, and The character sort of tells me the story, and it unfolds as I write. I don't really structure my books. I don't do outlines. I don't define who my characters are before I begin writing. It all comes to me as I write. And a lot of times, I don't even know the ending of my book. It'll come to me like midway through the novel, and that's how I write. So it's always nice to hear from people that they think my writing is so wonderful stylistically, and I feel like I can't take credit for it. Yet at the same time, I'm the one doing the writing.
Uh-huh.
I don't really plan things in my novels consciously that way. So.
Mm-hmm. And the I like the interplay between the men and the women in Sister Mine is really fun, and Shay Lynn knows how to handle herself. And one of the women, Brandy, says, a man spends his whole life trying to prove his worth to others. A woman spends her life trying to prove her worth to herself. And that seemed to be a theme of Sister Mine as well, as I was reading through it, that jumped out at me as well as something that's indicative of these towns.
Yeah, the women have to be equally strong, as strong as the men, but it's a very male-dominated culture, and even to this day. And so I do think the women have to have to prove their worth to themselves first, so that they realize that they are as important, and that what they do in the homes is just as important as what the men are doing. I mean, these men walked out every day and not knowing if they were going to survive their shifts. It's a very, very dangerous profession, and one where you could say, wow, how brave you have to be, how strong you have to be. And the women a lot of times felt they were in the shadows of these men. And so before I think they can prove their worth to anyone else, they have to really prove it to themselves, that they are just as strong, and they do just as much in the family and the community.
Mm-hmm. And, Tawny, now with the Sister Mine finished, what is it that you're happiest about with the new book compared to the first, not the first two you wrote, but the first two that were published? What are you happiest about as an author about Sister Mine as you're out promoting it now and people are reading it and you're starting to get feedback from your readers about it?
Well, the few people I've talked to who have read it, because it's just been out a week, and
yeah.
People, they're really loving it. And as an author, every time you write your next book, you always step back and go, oh, I don't know. Is anybody really going to like this book? And so just to hear how excited people are about it, how much they love the characters. And Sister Mine was my first book from a female perspective. And even though I am a woman, and it mm-hmm. may sound kind of funny, but I was really nervous about writing in a female voice because I had done a good job in Backroads and Coal Run writing from a male voice. And that, to me, is, like I said, it may sound kind of funny, but to me that's the thing I'm happiest about with Sister Mine, was that I wrote successfully in a female voice, and we'll see if I can continue to do that. My next book also has it has two narrators, and one is a woman and one is a boy. So, but for me, that's it. And also, too, this third novel, Backroads, I had all the success with it because it was an Oprah pick. Coal Run, I wrote that book when I was going through a really difficult time personally, and I was also trying to do as well as I did with Backroads, which was, of course, very difficult, having your first novel be a bestseller. And I felt a lot of stress on myself. Sister Mine, I really feel like all the great reviews and the attention it's getting and the way the readers are loving it, I feel like, okay, you know, I'm really, really proving myself with this book. It's my third one. I'm proving I'm not just a flash in the pan. I've got the writing chops. And so every time you hear that someone likes your latest book, it's always a thrill. So.
Yeah. And I would just like to thank you for appearing today. And I would recommend to readers to go out and pick up a copy of Sister Mine, published by Shay Earhart Books. Shay Earhart, I find that Shay Earhart is such a wonderful editor, and I just find that the quality of their books is very high. They do a wonderful job editing and promoting the books, and I think you've got a great publisher you're with.
Well, Yes, I'm really excited to be with Shay. This is my first book with her, and I'm very, very excited. She is fantastic, and I'm very happy with her and her company. So
yes, good. Well, how about this? We'll have the readers go out and read Sister Mine, and then when the next book comes out, I'd like to have you back on the show, and we can find out what you're up to then.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much, and continued success.
Thanks.